Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Carpenter is here. Sam is a telecommunications professional, he calls himself. He owns many businesses. He has a background in engineering. I'm not sure if that's different from being an engineer. Maybe it is. And also in publishing and journalism. And he is the author of a book that is now in its third edition, folks. Not third printing. A third edition is different. That means it's so successful that they keep updating it and bringing it out new with it in a new version, like it's another book. And this is the third one. Work the System is the title. The Simple Mechanics of Making More and Working Less. How's that sound, folks? Sam Carpenter, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Okay, so I'm looking at your book here, and it says here, making more and working less. As I said in the introduction, the previous segment, Sam, when I told the audience you were coming, most small business owners nod their head when I say that I'm a small business owner. I only work half days, but I get to choose which 12 hours.
Well, I was going to congratulate you on your success, and the question was it 5 days or 7 days, and maybe you got it down to 5 days.
You know,
so that's great.
That is an interesting point. It is a good point because I've talked about this on the show. There was for a long time, more years than I want to count. It was 7 days, but a few years ago, I got enough critical mass and enough help we acquired enough tools that I kind of got my weekends back. Now, I don't have all the weekend back, but I pretty much got the weekend back. And that was
one thing, a milestone. You're a very creative guy, and one thing I'm betting is that you love your work. And don't get me wrong here. This is not about swinging in a hammock on a beach.
Right.
It's about eliminating the things we don't like to do, the repetitious, wasteful things, and getting down to the root of what we do best. And I'm guessing that you spend most of your time doing what you do best in your media.
Well, you're right about that, and I love what I do so much. I'm not going to stop. I don't plan to ever retire. They're going to take me out of here toes up, you know, one day. But anyway, talk to us about in your book. You talk about the fact that let me see if I got this right. You were in a nightmarish, impoverished existence. That's where you were at one point.
Right. So. The extreme nutshell version here is I had a tough childhood, and big deal, a lot of us had that. And then I got out and I worked dozens and dozens and dozens of different jobs. And got married. Oh, before that, got involved with drugs and alcohol. I'm not an alcoholic, or I'm not in treatment or anything like that. I puffed away about 5 or 6 years of my life back in the 60s, along with everybody else in my generation,
mm-hmm.
or half the people anyway. And then got married, kids, came out west. I was born in upstate New York, born and raised, and I'm in Oregon now. Came out here 33 years ago. And I ultimately started a business, and that business was a nightmare, 80 to 100 hours a week for a decade and a half.
Wow.
And all the usual stuff, the divorce and the physical and mental trauma. I got custody of my two kids and brought them up in the middle of all this. Poor kids. We lost our house, lost our car, never had any friends. How are you going to have friends or a relationship? I'm single, you know, 100 hours or more a week for all that time. And then
You're depressing me, Sam.
Well, it's okay because, you know, it's like, thank you for stop hitting me on my hand with that hammer over there.
Right, right.
And what happened was that I was at the brink of destruction mentally and physically, and I was going to miss a payroll with my very small business, 12 people. My kids were off to school, and I laid in bed one night realizing I was not going to make the next payroll for my 12 people, and that would be the end of my business.
Right.
Putting me out on the street as a single 50-year-old with nothing to do. And I had an insight, and the insight was a vision of the world that I had never even considered before, and it's the vision that most people hold, and that is that the world is a confused mass of sights, sounds, and events, and it's our job to just hang on to it and kill fires the best we can, and that maybe the hand of God or some equally intelligent person will notice us, and one of those two things will happen, and we will be saved from our horrible existence of fire killing. And it actually happened in a moment of time, and the next day I started doing things different, and very rapidly my life began to improve on all fronts, relationships, health, but especially the business. And my business, it's a telephone answering service.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably 1,500 of them. I've been telling people there's 2,000 of them in the United States, but an industry expert told me over lunch yesterday it's more like 1,500.
Right.
It's not a good industry to be in, and never has been, really. And but now we're the number one answering service in the United States with a variety of measurements. Yeah.
And because you had a moment of clarity, and what did that moment of clarity tell you?
Well, what it told me was that, and this is kind of a fun analogy, but we look at our lives, Jim, as a snapshot. Like, you gave me a profile of your work before we started the talk today on this interview, and anybody could give you a profile. This is my name. This is how old I am. These
right.
are my kids. This is my wife, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. The car I drive. And that's a snapshot view of anybody's life. Very convenient, but it's completely inaccurate. Our lives are streaming videos. We have all kinds of processes going on. Like
mm-hmm.
right now, in this moment, which is all there is this moment, Jim, we're proceeding through about a 30-minute interview or however long
mm-hmm.
it's going to take. And we're at point G or F or K, however you want to measure it, and we're going to work toward an end. And when you went into the studio this morning, Jim, you had a process of getting there
right.
as you drove or took
right.
public transportation or whatever you did.
So
well, that's
what,
our businesses.
Yeah.
Then and let me just finish up. So what I saw that night was that my business
quickly.
Was a collection of processes.
Mm-hmm. A collection
See?
Of processes. And
uh-huh. and those processes all intermingle, but essentially they're separate from each other.
We're going to sort these processes out on the other side of these messages, folks, so you can learn more about how to work the system, the simple mechanics of making more and working less. Sam's doing it, folks. I'd like a little piece of that, wouldn't you? 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.